Now, to start things off, we're going to go to Toronto because we were sort of inspired by an initiative there to do this story. And it was all started by a parking enforcement officer with the Toronto Police Service named Kyle Ashley. And he started earlier this summer on his own initiative targeting vehicles that were blocking bike lanes and sometimes photographing them and posting the photographs on Twitter. And now he got such good feedback to that that two other officers have been added. They have a little team now, and this is all that they do. Kyle Ashley is on the line now. Kyle Ashley, good afternoon.
Thanks so much, and thanks so much for featuring our bike brigade, as we're calling ourselves.
No problem. How did all this start? Why'd you start doing this?
Sure. Now, as an avid cyclist myself here in the city of Toronto, both personally and professionally, I used to ride 24/7, 365 prior to being put on a Monday to Friday beat. I noticed that there was a real problem with cars blocking the bike lanes. And this is creating a safety hazard for the most vulnerable users, both our pedestrians and our cyclists. But it's a larger issue that creates arterial blockages on our roadways, so motorists feel the impact too. So I thought that there was an area of service that the Toronto Police Service could really improve our delivery on, and that was our relationship with the cyclists. And I went to the Toronto Police College for media engagement training, and they told me to find my community, find my voice, and be part of it, be part of that discussion. And I really thought that this summer could be, you know, hashtag summer of the bike, all about bringing awareness and safety to our most vulnerable road users.
So what did you start doing then?
Sure. So after having left the police college for training, I went out on my daily beat, and I just found one motorist blocking a bike lane just very start of my shift. And I offered her the opportunity for education or enforcement. And she agreed to take a picture with me, you know, the style that the media loves to use the word is shaming, but it's more about an educational tool. So I went out there on the road, and that's sort of what sparked this whole thing. And then I sat back and I asked the community, where do you need parking enforcement the most? And this was in May. And for about a month, I sat and I analyzed the data that was coming in from Twitter, proposed it to my manager, Brian Moniz, and I've had nothing but support. And here we are, end of the summer, midway through the summer, and we've got a creation of the Bike Lane Brigade.
So based on the recommendations from Twitter, you would go out and target vehicles in those areas?
Absolutely. So the hashtag BikeTO community had been calling out motorists, companies, individual drivers for so long that they felt like they were being ignored. So we realized that there was value in listening in on the platforms in which people are speaking. And yeah, I would go out there every day. So during Bike Month, which was June, I would go out and it was Bike Month Blitz, and I would send out community votes. Where do you need me today? And I was getting calls from the far west end of the city, High Park area, Runnymede, Annette, to the far east end of the city, Dundas and Vic Park. So I was on my bike going from one end of the city to the other for about a month. And after that project was successful, the community had even started a petition, I think, garnering somewhere near 700 signatures to keep me on. So for the month of July, they promised to keep me on, they being the Toronto Police Service. And now that's expanded into a 3-person team because we're seeing the value of being out there on the bike lanes and really sort of delivering a service that is contrary to the perception that people have of parking enforcement, which is often a revenue generation tool.
We are talking about the idea of cracking down on vehicles blocking bike lanes. We're speaking with Montreal Parking Enforcement Officer Kyle Ashley about his initiative there, but we want to hear from you as well. You can text us at 514-566-9066. You can give us a call at 514-597-4500 or toll free 1-877-597-4500. Kyle Ashley, for people who don't know Toronto as well, what kind of cycling infrastructure do you have there? Is it mostly bike paths or cycling paths that are separated from the road by a barrier, or are they just lines painted right on the road?
We've got a combination of both. So we've got multi-use trails, such as the Martin Goodman Trail. So if anyone's been to Toronto, that trail that extends all along the waterfront, multi-use. We've got painted bike lanes, as well as cycle tracks, which tend to be those that are protected by bollards, or, for example, Sherbourne Street, which goes north-south. Now, when you were entering to the show here, you brought up a question about, should just being in a city and having a car being in a bike lane, should we accept that? And I say never. someone else's life has no value for that quick delivery or parcel or whatever. People before post or product is really my ultimate message here. Because what ends up happening is it ends up frustrating motorists as well. This is not a war on the car, as some people might like to claim. It's a war on things that are unsafe. So what ends up happening after the road is blocked, a cyclist goes into live lane, endangering themselves. They're more vulnerable. And as well, anytime a road is blocked on our car blocks an arterial roadway, what that does is, if you think of the city like a heart, our arterial roadways pump people, the blood cells, into the city. If there's a blockage of even a car on the side of an artery, it creates traffic for everyone behind. So this isn't a matter of just cyclists, pedestrians, the vulnerable users. This is about motorists at large and being courteous and being kinder and being, you know, more Canadian to one another.
What does the ticket cost?
Ticket in Toronto for blocking a bike lane is $150, the same as blocking a sidewalk. So when you see your ticket and you get upset at the price of the ticket, you know, from a 30 to 50 up to 150, understand that the price on a ticket represents the risk that it poses to public safety.
What kind of reaction do you get from drivers when you hand out those tickets?
Sure. Now, I get a plethora of excuses. I could write a short novel on excuses provided to me. I get the excuses of, I was just going to get my coffee, you know, that coffee that's going to turn into now $157, dropping off my kids at day camp, to which I respond, you know, we're all in this community together. We have to look out for everyone's children. And, you know, quite often, these are often very confrontational experiences because nobody wants a parking ticket, and I don't like handing them out in the slightest. But we get very, very aggressive responses. Near 60 parking enforcement officers this year, to date, alone in Toronto, have been assaulted.
Wow. Can you see it, like, from people's point of view in that, what if the infrastructure in the city to accommodate short-term stops, drop-offs, hasn't caught up to the cycling infrastructure? Do you know what I mean? Doesn't that leave...
I think it has.
Okay.
Now, the issue there is that people are seeing the arterial roadways as what they used to be, places to park, right? So, you know, the Danforth, the Bloor streets, those types of things. The arterial roadways in our city, as we grow, need to be kept clear so that the blood, the people, the products can keep flowing and moving. If you look at the Bells on Bloor project, which Councillor Joe Cressy has championed along with Cycle Toronto, they've dedicated many of the north-south side streets, non-arterial roadways, as loading zones and pick-up and drop-offs. So there's options for people to park. You know, everyone's got a GPS. It's just a matter of being courteous to other people and thinking about the impact that your actions might have before you take them. So there are a lot of options. It's just a matter of using your own will to find them and then do it. You saw Canada Post recently was called out for blocking our bike lanes here in Toronto. Now, after 1 week of being out on the road after their commitment, I've only had one tweet sent at me from Hamilton. And Canada Post, I see them on the road now. They're in loading bays. They're on side streets. So when we let our expectations of behaviors be known to people, such as not blocking the bike lanes and letting them know that it's a safety issue, they will respond. In point in case, Hamilton, Ontario, recently back in mid-June, July, had a similar experience of starting a hashtag and calling out bike lane blockers. Well, their head of development for the city, Jason Thorne, has committed that they've now got an officer by the name of Aaron. His handle is on my Twitter, and he'll be going out based on what we've done here in Toronto, and he'll be doing similar things in Hamilton. So it's something that we're seeing spreading as cycling and the demographics of cities change. I think it's important that our law enforcement agencies adapt with the times as well.
Kyle Ashley, thanks very much for telling us about this. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.